for the heaviest blow she has to bear to a character swimming for life. That the lady in question was much quoted, the diaries and memoirs testify. Hearsay, as well as hearing, was at work to produce the abundance. And it was a novelty in England, where, in company, the men are the pointed talkers, the women conversationally fair Circassians. They are, or they know that they should be. It comes to the same. Happily, our civilization has not prescribed the veil to them. The mutes have here and there a sketch or label attached to their names. They are strikingly handsome. They are very good-looking. Occasionally they are noted as extremely entertaining. In what manner, as inquired by a curious posterity, that in so many matters is left unendingly to jump the empty and gaping figure of interrogation over its own full stop. Great ladies must they be at the web of politics for us to hear them cited discoursing. Henry Wilmers is not content to quote the beautiful Mrs. Warwick, he attempts a portrait. Mrs. Warwick is quite Grecian. She might pose for a statue. He presents her in carpenter's lines with a dab of schoolbox colours effective to those whom the keepsake fashion can stir. She has a straight nose.